iPad 2 billboards, FileMaker 12 released, Google Glasses unveiled, more regional carriers for the iPhone in the States, and Dropbox just made it easier to get more free space. It's Thursday, April 5th, 2012, and this is iWeek. I'm Tim Chatton, and this is what's going on in the Apple world today. Good morning, and welcome to another edition of iWeek. Leading off today's episode is a revelation that many have had that Apple still uses iPad 2 billboards and advertisements rather than the new iPad advertisements, iPad 3. So when I lived in LA, I noticed tons of iPad 2 billboards and ads, bus stops and on buildings. And since I don't live there now, I can't really say if Apple's replaced those yet with the new iPad advertisements. But if they haven't, I don't think it's that big of a deal. An advertisement for an iPad is an advertisement for an iPad. The iPad message is still being promoted one way or the other, and there's no need to replace these with these new iPad billboards, as the iPad in and of itself is an attractive thing, whether it's iPad 2 or this third generation iPad. Anyways, an interesting find that I just wanted to share. Now onto some Mac, or some app news, I should say. Not Mac app news. The first one is, though. First up is the release of FileMaker 12 for the Mac. And this has some iOS components as well. So this release makes it more approachable for average users to get into FileMaker. For those that don't know how to create databases and do all the coding, and so-called coding that's required to do this, you don't have to do that anymore. The FileMaker is awesome to make these little mini apps, as I like to call, for OS X and iOS. So basically, someone's able to make these databases that basically turn the app. So if you don't know what FileMaker is, that is kind of the simple explanation. You create mini apps within this FileMaker world, sort of. Included in this update are 16 starter solutions that give anybody that can't develop a database or just anyone that wants a good starting point, that starting point to work with. Also included are 40 themes that allow you to quickly make a database look good. So if you're not a designer, these themes will help you out in a big way. Another big thing with this update are two new apps for iOS. These apps allow you to interact and add to the FileMaker databases. In the past, FileMaker had iOS apps, but they cost money, $40 for iPad, $20 for iPhone. With this release, the apps are now free. Those old apps still work with the FileMaker 11 release, and they're still available for those price tags. There is a lot more to this update, but those are just the basics. The Mac app costs $300, with an update available for $180 if you already own it. Sadly, no Mac App Store version is available quite yet. As mentioned just a second ago, the iOS apps are free. In other app news, I want to simply mention that the VooMote remote app now syncs over iCloud, so your remote controls will sync screen to screen on your different devices. This makes it super easy for the whole family to have the same remote controls, or it could make it super easy if iCloud in any way supported linked accounts for families. But sadly, that is not the case. It's not a Mobile Me thing where you have family accounts. For those that forget, VooMote is a free app that works with a dongle available at the Apple Store for about $80 or $70, I forget which. This dongle slash app combo turns your iOS device into a universal remote. It's pretty cool and worth a look. You can find more info about this by just Googling VooMote. Now on to some competitor watch. The yin is perhaps the coolest story of the day and perhaps the week. Google has released a demo version, or video I should say, of what they're calling Project Glass. It showcases a user wearing these pseudo-glasses that enable you to check into places, take pictures, and upload them to Google+, talk on Google Talk, get directions that are shown to you, and much more. The video shows a very elegant and sleek way to enhance your life digitally. The glasses that they're calling glasses look very futuristic and so far look to limit its use to those that don't already wear glasses. So right now, it looks like I, with my glasses, won't be able to wear these unless I convert to contacts or something like that. You can find the video and more information about the Google Project Glass. There is a full Google Plus page all about it. Just by Googling it, you'll find all you need to know. I'm hopeful Apple is working on a similar thing, as this looks pretty cool, and I think Apple would execute it even better, kind of like Siri for your face. I'd love the FaceTime and Siri and all these core Apple features built into my glasses. It'd be amazing. So hopefully Apple's working on something like this. Anyways, it's something you should check out as it is coming. And a consumer version of this will be in the hands of us as soon as December of this year, maybe later. So stay tuned. This is a pretty cool story that is continually evolving. And hopefully this becomes a real product within this year. Another Google news is the fact that one of Google's co-founding engineers behind Google Wallet, Rob Von Berghen, has left to take a job with Square. So he's left Google to work with Square. Looking into it further, I noticed that it seems like a bunch of Google Wallet folks are leaving to tackle other projects. I'm not saying that this is the end of Google Wallet, but it's certainly not a good sign. And last up in competitor news today are the reviews for the Nokia Lumia 900, the newest Windows Phone 7 device. The reviews are pretty much unanimous. The phone is a cool design, but it has enough drawbacks that makes it not a recommended device from choosing an iPhone or some other device out there. The drawbacks are pretty obvious here when they review it. The camera is washed out and has pink spots in the images from a bad sensor. The display is very low resolution for a screen of its size, and you'll see jagged edges on text, even in the interface of the Windows operating system. And functionally, it's just not there yet, the OS, compared to Android or iOS. It's just simply not as advanced as those platforms. And overall, it's a great device for those looking for Windows Phone, but overall, just isn't there yet competition-wise to what other competitors can do. I believe it's costing $100 on contract, which that would be a very appealing thing, but then again, iPhone 4 is $100 now, so that's not really that big of news anymore. Closing out the show is what I'd like to call partnership news. So out of competitor watching into what I'm calling partnership news. I've done this before. To begin is the confirmation from Sprint, an iPhone partner, that even with LTE, the company plans to continue its unlimited data plans. They confirmed that Atlanta, Baltimore, Dallas, Houston, and Kansas City, as well as San Antonio, are on track to receive LTE in mid-year 2012, with other markets being rolled out third and fourth quarters of 2012. So there you go. Sprint may one day be a good option for the iPhone when we have LTE and the iPhone is LTE. But that day is not today with their deathly slow 3G network. Moving on to some other carriers is the somewhat surprising news that the iPhone is being made available on a bunch of local United States carriers starting on April 20th. That's this month. So who are the lucky carriers? Well, let's start in Kentucky. You have Appalachian Wireless. Moving up north, you have Cellcom in Wisconsin. Then in Virginia, you have Entelos Wireless. Now to Alaska, we've got three carriers. Matanuska Telephone Association, Alaska Communications, and GCI. So Matanuska, you have Alaska Communications and GCI. GCI also confirmed that they will get both the CDMA and GSM models of the iPhone and even offer the 3GS for free. The majority, if not all, of these carriers will offer the iPhone for $50 less than the other major carriers with the iPhone 4S, starting at $150. This is really exciting news, especially for those that live in Alaska. Three new carriers for Alaska alone. Pretty sweet news. Pretty cool indeed. So closing out the show today is the news that Dropbox has upped their referral incentive. For those that don't know, and you should know about Dropbox, it's a cloud-based storage and sync service that is, well, quite awesome and pretty popular. In the past, users received 250 megabytes per person referred to the service. Now the company has upped it to 500 megabytes. You start your free account with 2 gigabytes, and with these incentives, like referring people, trying out betas of their product, you get more and more space over time. My current Dropbox account for free is 8.25 gigabytes, and this will make that possible to get even more space. You'll be able to earn from this incentive program alone as up to 16 gigabytes of free storage. Paid users get 1 gigabyte per referral, and I believe that 1 gigabyte carries over to the free account if you decide to downgrade at a later point. So 32 gigabytes for free if you do a downgrade from that, which is pretty remarkable. So bottom line, there is no better time than now to use Dropbox. Well, that's what's going on in the Apple world today. If you like this show, and I hope you do, head over to iTunes. That's where the audio show has its home. And leave a review for me. I'd really appreciate it. And don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/TCHATEN. That's where I put out iWake in the video format, as well as all sorts of other cool videos. Also, a really cool thing I do every Saturday is this thing called iWake Again. iWake Again is where you get to wake up to iWake Again. So every Saturday morning, you have 30 minutes or so, maybe longer, maybe shorter, depending on the week, discussion and interview all about what's going on in the Apple world, the Apple ecosystem. I do discussions and interviews with people in the Apple world. So it's a pretty cool show, iWake Again. It's at iWakePodcast.com/again. That's where all the info and how to subscribe is all there. So once again, iWakePodcast.com/again. It is a paid show, and that show is actually what funds this show you're listening to. Without your financial support, this show just doesn't exist. So please, please subscribe and join me tomorrow for another edition of iWake. Aloha.